Live from Rock Vox Recording Studios in Rochester, New York, metal maniacs around the globe
unite.
Prepare for Metal Mayhem ROC. Now, welcome our hosts, John, the Vernomatic Verno, and Metal Forever Mark.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Metal Mayhem ROC. I am the Vernomatic, and tonight we're doing our very first Skype audio podcast of this very metal show, and we're excited. Everyone's out here. I'm going to introduce my partner in metal crime, Forever Metal Mark. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Vernomatic. It's always nice to talk to you from Coronatine, and we are officially trying all kinds of technology out, so I'm excited to just go through an episode, and we'll see how things end up here.
Yeah, definitely.
Remotely. We're in the land of social distancing.
So how you been, man? What's going on? How's the family? Everyone
I'm okay. You know, we're like everything, just day-to-day trying to stay busy, and I certainly find metal music to be a big distraction, welcome distraction through this quarantine situation that we're all in. So, hey, it's fun to take a sidestep and talk a little bit of metal with you tonight.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of things been going on. Like you mentioned, this world's upside down. And I know personally I've been jamming a lot more tunes, a lot more downtime, and just picking up some new stuff. And we're going to get into all that. And one thing I did want to share is I do miss, maybe this is a topic for another time, but I do miss the fact that we can't anticipate shows. We can't look forward to shows. And I think it's really starting to sink in as the weather supposedly is starting to turn and my calendar is empty. And we're going through a little withdrawal. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and I know that we have a show segment tonight we're going to touch on is On the Road. And sadly, it's a lot more cancellation and postponements than it is you know, new bookings and shows that we're all going to try to hit. And I think if you reflect back last year, 2019, we certainly hit our fair share of shows, indoor, outdoors. And, I guess reality is sinking in that, man, with, you know, this new normal. I mean, going to shows is one thing that clearly is in jeopardy for God only knows how long. So, yeah, so that's why I guess we got to keep other mediums open and talking like this. And hopefully a lot of bands will start cranking new music out. You got to think that they're sitting there pent up. Maybe it's as good a time as any for them to, you know, record, and maybe we'll see a ton of new music coming out of this whole thing. Who knows?
Well, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because in the vein of metal, I just read that Bon Jovi has yesterday canceled his huge summer tour. But more importantly, he delayed the release of his new album he was putting out because the tour was canceled. And he's putting more music on the disc. It's going to a double disc because of the fact that nothing's going on. So, you know, sometimes good things come out of bad situations. But that's an early indication of things to come. But we're going to segue into our first segment of the night, and we'll be back right after this.
News, rumors, gossip, hearsay, all on today's Metal Minute.
So a lot of the times we, Mark and I, will, when we do show prep, we'll dig around and try to get some little tidbits, a little anecdotes that we could put into the Metal Minute section. And so tonight we put together a few, and I'm going to have Mark get us up to speed on a few of these.
Well, this Metal Minute, I mean, again, there's not tons of news going on, but I guess, John, this Vernomatic, this was more of a question for you. And I know that you're a huge Metallica fan. You know, they started this Metal Mondays where it seems like every Monday they're posting up a new professional shot live show. And I know they just had one last night, and I need to go back and look at some of them. But have you checked any of those out, or have you seen what Metallica's been up to with their Metal Mondays?
Well, I've been, I have been checking them out. They release them ahead of, you know, beforehand. I was watching it last night, and the only problem I have with what they're doing, and I'm nitpicking here, is they're playing stuff from like a year ago or 2 years ago. I would really be excited if they really went back in the vaults and maybe dug something up from a pro shot of like the Master of Puppets tour, or maybe a very high quality video of maybe something very much younger in their career, Ride the Lightning or something. But, you know, Metallica is one of those bands that videotapes every move they make. So these presentations and these streamings that they are releasing is top production, multi-camera. So I was watching it the other night, and it was a 2015 show from, I think it was Germany of some sort, but, you know, fantastic Hardwired to Self-Destruct tour. So what about you? You take a peek at it or anything?
No, not yet. I haven't, but I think you brought up an interesting point, because I know, two episodes ago, or last time we got together in the studio, you interviewed your old Metal Mayhem Rock co-host from the 80s, and you guys were talking about the early days of Metallica, and yeah, it'd be great if they go deeper in the vault and dig out some older soul stuff while they're showing some of these, you know, more recent concerts. So I have not. I think it's cool, but definitely want to check it out. Yeah. So hey, the other thing I was going to ask you about, and I really don't know this band, I'll be honest. But I guess I've heard a song here and there. I heard that Armored Saint's mixing a new CD. How much do you know about that band, and what do you think about them?
Well, unfortunately, I lost a connection with Mark. So I think he was asking me if I've ever had any kind of, if I knew who Armored Saint was. And I do know who Armored Saint is. They're a band from the 80s. And actually, Metallica toured with Armored Saint. Oh, Metal Forever Mark, you there?
Yeah, sorry. Were you? I dropped somewhere in the middle of the Armored Saint discussion. Did you finish up that topic?
Yeah, I picked it up. Once I lost you, I knew where you were going with this. You were about to ask me if I knew of Armored Saint or anything like that.
Correct. Yeah, I heard they're mixing a new CD, and I just don't know much about them. So I just want to get your thoughts on them.
Armored Saint. It's a band from back in the day. I've seen them several times. They had back in the 80s. They had an album called March of the Saint with a song called Can You Deliver, and it was like a power tune. They're a great band. Lead singer John Bush was originally slated to join Metallica back in the early days as a singer. They're friends from back in the day, and this was before James really developed his singing and stage persona and it came out of his shell. But that never materialized. So the band Armored Saint actually toured with Metallica on the Ride the Lightning tour, Metallica's second tour. It was Wasp as the headliner, Metallica, and then Armored Saint. So there's a history with Armored Saint, and lead singer John Bush actually went ahead and replaced Joey Belladonna in Anthrax when Belladonna left the band after the State of Euphoria release in the late 80s and early 90s. So the history, yeah. And now, and again, they are releasing and mixing a new CD, and you know, they're back playing and doing things as a band again.
Wait, so is John Bush still in Armored Saint right now then?
Yes, he
Oh, cool.
This is a great story. John Bush was with Anthrax for like 5-6 albums. Great album, Coming For You All was their last one before Belladonna came back. And he actually did over 100 Burger King commercials. He was the voiceover talent for Burger King commercials. And he shared the story on some national show that gig, he was bummed that it ended, that generated more money than when he was doing the Anthrax gig.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so.
Actually, now that you said that, I did check. I'm definitely familiar with the Anthrax CD with John Bush, and I actually thought it was pretty darn good, although nobody could argue that, you know, Belladonna coming back to Anthrax was fantastic, and the last album they put out was just unbelievable. I think we talked last time how, like, some of these bands like Overkill and Testament, like, seems like they're getting better with age. So, and now that I'm thinking about it, I know I did check out some Armored Saint with John Bush. So it's cool to know that he's still in the band, and therefore, Maybe I'll pay a little more attention to this one when they're finished mixing it and they finally put it out.
Yeah, so it's coming out. When is it coming out? Did you get a number on it?
Did not say. Pretty sure I saw it on Blabbermouth just today. So, like we talked earlier, in the, you know, when we start talking, I guess a lot of bands, you know, maybe they're holding back on new material, but maybe a bunch are just going to start releasing it and releasing it digitally and kind of going from there. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. And then just the last little piece I saw, and I don't know if you heard anything else just in the last, you know, week or so, but I know that, and you mentioned this even probably 2 months ago, I think, that, you know, Maiden are pretty much finished with their new CD. There's no leaks of anything on songs or how it sounds, but and I could be wrong on this, but I thought maybe Kevin Shirley is producing it. Is that what you heard as well?
That's what I've heard. And what you're probably talking about is a tweet that Kevin Shirley, for those that aren't familiar, has produced the last 4 or 5 Iron Maiden releases since Bruce and Adrian came back in the band about 20 years ago. So Kevin Shirley's been producing the band. He tweeted something last summer, maybe like last June. Basically, it said, finish something big, waiting to release it, and was sort of like a precursor, a little riddle that it was an Iron Maiden thing. But that's all I've heard about it. But actually, about a week or two ago, I thought I heard something, some almost a rumor about that alleged Priest Maiden tour for 2021.
Yeah, no, I think it seemed like that was really coming together before this whole crisis happened. So hopefully everything will somewhat get back to normal and that will become a reality, because that would just be incredible. And by the way, back to Kevin Shirley for a quick second. And we had recently uploaded this video that we kind of had sitting around. I don't know why it took us so long. But anyway, we talked with Cobra and the Lotus and Cobra Page on the tour bus after they played the montage this last fall. And you had mentioned that Kevin Shirley had produced some of their recordings as well. So that was she was really thrilled and excited that, you know, they were able to get him as a producer for one of their albums not too long back. So that was pretty cool too.
Listen, a quick shout out. I want to give props to our technical engineer Kipper, who's helped us get everything together tonight. He did a hell of a job, and he came into the Mr. V household and got technical stuff going. So Kipper, thank you. And he was just leaving. I just wanted to give him a shout out.
Yeah, thanks to Kipper, man. We've been bouncing around studios and going in our basement and using Zoom and all these other platforms. So one of these days we'll find one that works. But it's okay if we use different platforms for different things. You know, that's not a problem either, because for us it's just platform and form to talk metal and get the word out and you know, I guess get our own little fill in our own way here. So look, Metal Minute, that's about it. I guess it was only a couple of minutes, but I think the next one we're going to go to is the On the Road segment. You want to cue that one up and we'll talk a little bit about some of the touring stuff?
Clubs.
Or lack thereof, probably.
There you go.
Clubs, sheds, arenas, stadiums. This is On the Road, your compass for live metal concerts.
Well, usually in a segment of On the Road, we like to discuss local shows that are going on around the corner and around the globe, big tours coming into the area. But because of the climate and the health landscape, shows are being canceled. Big Rock summer tours, if they're not canceled yet, they are canceled. Officially canceled the first 7 shows of the Rat and Tom Kiefer Skid Row Slaughter B-list metal tour that was going on. What'd you hear that's going on, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, that was one that got kind of announced late, I think, for the summer, because everybody was talking about the whole Poison Motley Crue, you know, big tour that was going around. And Def Leppard, I'm sorry. But that one kind of got announced late, and I was kind of looking forward to that one, to be honest with you. And, you know, it looks like they're playing outdoor amphitheaters, and so I guess they didn't cancel the whole tour just yet, just the first 7, but sadly, my guess would be the rest will probably follow. And then I also saw that Vakken and the Grass Pop Metal Meeting both got canceled this summer, and you talk about local and then around the globe. Well, that's always been on my bucket list, getting over to one of those European metal festivals. I know that a lot of them are starting to pop up over here in America, but every time I just, you know, every summer I'm like, man, I know those things are going on, and it would just be incredible to actually experience one of those live and as a fan or otherwise. So, yeah, that's really disappointing for metal fans, you know. John, have you've never been over Europe to any of those big festivals overseas, have you?
No, I've never been to Europe, but yeah, some of the Download, the Wacken you mentioned, the Sonospheres all over there, the big European tour or the European festival circuit, as they call it, just looks fantastic. So yeah, none of that's going on.
It's kind of like the holy grail of metal music, because you know, every country has them. They got them in Italy, Spain, Germany, all over the place in Europe, and it seems like they're all summer long, and some are 2-3 day festivals, you know. So it's anyway, hopefully again somehow we'll be able to get back to those kind of things, you know. Yeah, it's just disappointing. But and then, you know, I don't know if this is metal or not, but I guess Bon Jovi finally announced they were canceling their tour, and I guess the list just keeps going on, huh, John?
Yeah, well, you know, the interesting thing, I was going to touch on this with Metal Minute, but I was reading, I don't know if you saw that, reading the CEO of Ticketmaster and Live Nation at the big announcement the other day, was telling how exactly this is going down with refunds and why there aren't refunds yet, and what ticket holders could expect. So basically what he was talking about was Ticketmaster sells the tickets. They receive the money. And when they get the money, they just hold on to it for a minute, and then it's dispensed to different outlets. Well, you probably know this better than I, being in sports management all these years. So the difference right now, why they haven't really canceled shows as opposed to postpone, because once a show is canceled, there's a 30-day refund timeline. But if it's
and you know, this one could actually zip into the business of metal segment, which you know, we didn't really queue up for tonight, but maybe that's a bigger, deeper discussion down the road. But yeah, I mean, to your point, you and I both kind of went through the show promoting experience, and again, just being in the industry as long as I've kind of been professionally, yeah, it's a trickle down effect, really, because you know, you've got to put deposits down for all the bands on these type of tours. You know, the bands in turn have to reserve things like tour buses, and they got to buy plane tickets and travel and book hotels, and you know, you got to book the venues and you got to hold the dates. And so, you know, that, you know, so that, you know, that when that money, you know, unless the show's outright canceled, and then you decide, well, we're going to start refunding everything, that's kind of why a lot of these promoters aren't, you know, don't want to do that as quickly, hoping that maybe they could reschedule, and then, you know, they still, some of those, you know, deposits and things could be shuffled around. So it really is a big trickle down effect, and it's a really big mess in a lot of ways. And again, it affects everybody, right? It affects the venues and the travel partners and the hotels and the artists, right, that are trying to, you know, still manage their schedules. So it's really rough, and I think the, you know, it's even tougher when you just flat out don't know, you know, if or when, you know, this is going to get back to normal. And so, yeah, I can see how that was going to be tough. But I would say at this point, again, if I were in their shoes, it's probably time to just say, look, we're going to refund and then reboot everything, start all over again, when we get the green light go again, you know. So,
well, yeah,
it's a tough situation. It really is tough.
Imagine
all parties.
Just to expand on what you're talking about expenditures, you know, stuff you never even thought about. You know, tour merchandise, that stuff has to be prepaid for, planned. It just never stops. And think about some tours, you know, everyone's getting canceled. But like, you know, a tour like the Motley Crue tour, that's $150 million plus that isn't going to happen. And no one says that, what, you're just going to fast forward until next year? It's the landscape has changed, because now no one's touring. But then next year, everyone's going to be touring. This is their last money stream.
And then, you know, like to your point, just for today, today, for example, I saw Michael Sweet from Stryper. He was going to go on a little solo run with Tony Harnell, I guess the ex TNT singer.
Yeah.
And they did. They created a whole bunch of merch. It was already printed. It's probably sitting in a trailer or his warehouse or his basement somewhere. And he's selling the merch, right? Saying, hey, get your merch for the tour, even though we're not on the tour right now. And they're trying to, reschedule things for the late fall season. But again, just nobody knows. And so those are expenses, they're out of pocket, right? He's already produced all that merch and paid for the graphic designer and printed them and the whole thing. Those are things that ripple down. So it's really tough on the entire industry right now, for sure.
Yeah, it's just the sports industry, everything. So, hey, you never know. But that leads us to another subject of exactly what's new on vinyl. So why don't we take a peek on what's new right after this.
What's new? What's fresh? Now, streaming for vengeance.
So, Mark, you've been getting into some new stuff. What have you been burning lately?
Yeah, so I love this segment, streaming for vengeance, and I know that you sometimes even throw it into the reading for vengeance category, but I took a cue from you, and you mentioned you were kind of out there walking a lot during this crisis, and sometimes I've been doing the same, just throwing on the headphones, and my good old Spotify, who has this like Discover Weekly, kind of pop up some random songs, which I like because I always like finding out about new bands. And by the way, that reminds me that I'm going to shout out to my buddy Scott Sanders, who's out there in the West Coast. He used to live in Maryland with me, and he's a guy that always turns me on a new metal band. So he totally knows what's going on in the European scene a lot of times. And he's the one who got me into bands like Hammerfall and Primal Fear and a band called Brainstorm. And maybe some of these bands, you haven't heard of as much. But so I was listening just the other day. I just go through quick ones here. This band called Guardians of Time popped up in this track called As I Burn. And it featured Tim Ripper Owens. And man, it was, good old fashioned classic heavy speed metal, I guess. Power metal, for lack of a better term. And I didn't realize that Ripper had done that, so I actually just have my phone and I tweeted out at him, and he tweeted back saying, hey, you're 3 years late on that one. That was, I guess, 2018 or 2 years late. But that one was cool. And another band that came on was a band called Manimal, which I just posted up on my Facebook page. It looks like they were kind of sporadic out in the 90s, and they had a release in like mid-2000s and another one in like 2018. So I don't know. They seem a little bit interesting. They're a Swedish band. And then there's a band called Striker from Canada and another band called Brainstorm. I think they're from Germany. I actually interviewed the lead singer, Andy Frank, a couple years back. So those are like European kind of power metal bands that I guess I've been into. And then just the other day, I went down a Lacuna Coil wormhole just because they're kind of prog metal, I guess, prog rock. They got some of their albums are way heavier than others. So those are things I've been streaming myself, and I'm always looking for new stuff. And Vernomatic, I know you've been reading and listening to books on tapes. And what else you got going on in your metal world right now?
Really diving into the Testament Titans of Creation. Testament's been a band. Some call them the next level of the Big Four, but they've been around since the heyday, and they've always, just like Anthrax and Overkill, of late, the last four or five releases, it's like another chapter, and they've stepped up their game. They've always had excellent releases, but it's just, once you're a band for this long, you get better and you know each other. But the new one, Titans of Creation on Nuclear Blast Records, is just, it's fantastic. Children of the Next Level is just old school. Dream Deceiver. There's a song called City of Angels that reminds me of back in the day. So it's just, again, I share with people, I take walks. I have in the last couple of days because it's been shitty out. But I'll take a walk and I'll listen to something new. I'll walk somewhere in 20 minutes in one direction, turn around and come back. And it's 40 minutes of able to really absorb something. And so the New Testament is something that I'm really digging. And I wish, again, our mindset is, you get into something and you're like, oh, well, what's the tour doing? They're coming around in this damn Corona shit. It's, who knows? You may not be able to see them. So,
Vernomatic, it's funny, just real quick on that too, because to your point, a lot of times I don't get a chance to listen to full CDs or new artists or new albums. Like even just, I know I mentioned this band earlier and I talk about them every once in a while, Cobra and the Lotus, you know, when we had interviewed that band and saw them, they'd only really dropped two singles from their new CD. And then, again, I was out the other day and I was like, man, their whole new album's out. So I, you know, listened through that one. And again, I thought that was really strong, very, very melodic and very heavy in parts. And yeah, so I guess sometimes there are some good things because we are slowing things down, and then it does get you out and, you know, get you to checking out some new music that, again, maybe we didn't have previously, and get some fresh air at the same time and burn some steps, you know? So, yeah, so I guess, oh, one other thing I was going to mention too, Reading for Vengeance. I want to check out the new Alexi Leo. It's a biography that's out. Just, it looks like it's, you know, his history as a guitar player and founding Children of Bottom and all that. And I still got to plow through the rest of KK Downing's book, but, you know, those are some other things on my radars too.
Now going back to that Testament, they just released They just released a new animated music video for Children of the Next Level. That's pretty cool. And the one thing that I like about this new album is there's no overindulgent extended intros. There's no, like, you know, 2 minutes to get into the song. There's zero wasted motion on this. You know, they just get right. Catchy and forceful thrash anthems. Chuck Billy's on top of his game vocally. Alex Skolnick is shredding. It's just, I'm digging it. So, you know, get out there, get some old school metal.
Yeah, they're just one of those. They're just totally metal, man. Right? I mean, that's what they are. Just like Overkill, they're just hit you in the face and they don't stop. And again, when I heard that album first couple times, again, I was like, man, to your point, I mean, they're getting better with age in some ways. Like, just, it holds up against all the old stuff, I think. So I can't wait to keep giving that one more of a play, because I've only heard it a couple times. So, yeah, it's good that there's new metal out there in the middle of all this, for
you
sure.
You know, a funny thing is Mark and I here at Metal Mayhem ROC, we're always looking to expand the brand and get more avenues of information out to our podcast, possible, you know, live shows that we'd like to cross promote with the Metal Mayhem brand. I've been getting into and exploring some live internet radio stations and metal channels, and I know I sent you a few links and you were checking a few of them out. And, you know, some of these channels, I'm listening to this stuff, and, you know, you could find every type of metal on there. Grind, gore, Cookie Monster, extreme hair metal, whatever. But sometimes I just sit here and listen to some of this music and some of these bands that really gets me excited about, wow, there's, like, a lot of stuff out there, almost too much stuff, you know what I mean? It's just like, how do you know what's good and what isn't good? It's going out and listening to some of these internet radio stations has been fun for me during this, you know, this Corona quarantine period. What were your thoughts, Mark, when you were getting in and listening to some of that?
Yeah, no, I think to your point, I mean, I've been on the lookout for new metal bands pretty much ever since I kind of started even this Metal Forever thing long time ago, even before the internet. And, at different times I had PO boxes, and it was kind of cool, 'cause I literally would have 20, 30 bands sending me their music every week, more or less. I mean, I was getting, I mean, no exaggeration. I mean, and even nowadays, you know, bands sending us MP3 clips and things like that. So, but for me, it's really exciting. And yeah, to your point, like band, you know, labels like Nuclear Blast and Metal Blade, and there's just so many. There's more. I would say there's more quantity. I'm not always sure that there's quality, because I would say 20 or 30. And no disrespect to any bands, because everybody has different style of music that they like and love. And maybe I'm kind of picky when it comes to my metal. But, you know, I would say I'd find one or two kind of diamonds in the rough sometimes. And, you know, those are, it's exciting when you find bands that you really like that. So, yeah. So I think even with our social channels, on our Facebook page, on our Twitter handles, I mean, you know, if any metal fans have new bands or bands that think they, you know, we should be checking out, I mean, post on our Facebook page, send us emails to metalforever4@aol.com or your Vernomatic Forever. Is that your email, right? I'm sorry, that's your Twitter handle, right?
Yeah.
Vernomatic@metalforever.com. Vernomatic@metalforever.com. I mean, send us emails, man. Send us MP3s. Send us links. We'll check it out. You know, like,
you know what?
We definitely are looking for new metal.
You can send it anywhere. Send it here. This edition of Metal Mayhem ROC is brought to you by Mr. V's Street Style.
So, are we going to move to our final segment of the evening, our Mount Rushmore segment?
Oh, yeah, after I give you a little hype on some of the sponsors of our show.
Cool.
This edition of Metal Mayhem ROC is brought to you by Mr. V's Street Style Vending. Visit our lunch cart in the College Town area at Strong Memorial Hospital or the weekend late night location at the corner of Monroe Avenue and South Goodman. Look us up online at mrvsvending.com for all catering prices and availability. That's Mr. V's Street Style Vending and Special Events Catering. Now, back to Metal Mayhem ROC. Well, if you need any street meat, I suggest you get out there and visit one of those Mr. V hot dog vending carts. But going forward, we like to do a segment here called Mount Rushmore. It's a segment where we like to post up four of something, and we're going to be back in 30 seconds, and we're going to get into this.
Many have tried. Most have failed. Only a few survived. This is the Mount Rushmore of metal.
So when Mark puts together some ideas for show topics, we're always looking for a Mount Rushmore topic that him and I could, you know, point, counterpoint, kind of get our list. So I'm going to send it over to Mark, and what do you got for Mount Rushmore this week, bud?
Yeah, and Vernomatic, I know at some point we want to take a deep dive with a whole bunch of these and maybe even go rapid fire with a whole bunch of ones, then maybe even get some fan feedback because, you know, we've done that in the past for some things. But this one, I thought, and we had talked about this way back when we even first started talking about the show. It's called the Mount Rushmore of Just Push Play. And what Just Push Play CDs or albums are is exactly what you think. It's like you put it in. You push play and you let it play all the way to the end and just let one track bleed into the next. And for me, I've got my Mount Rushmore where, meaning like, you know, you literally push play and every track is great. And I love every song and you know, the songs almost build off each other. And I guess one of them on here is a concept, actually two are concept albums. So I'm going to give you my Mount Rushmore. I've got no really order on this one, but I'll just tell you mine and then I'd be interested to hear what your Just Push Play Mount Rushmores are. But for me, I got Helloween, Keeper of the Seven Keys. That, to me, was just one of their... I got part two, I guess, is to be technical, because I think they had a part one. And to me, that one's just a push play front end. Michael Kiske is the lead singer. Just, I mean, it's just incredible. Some long 13-minute tracks on there, and I love that one. I'm going to throw in Dokken Back for the Attack. I just love that album. I love when it came out. The ironic thing about that one is the actual track Back for the Attack, which I thought was one of their better ones, actually never made that never made the album. It made their Nightmare on Elm Street 3 song EP. But that's another one, just push play right from opening track all the way through. I love Queensryche Operation Mindcrime, and to me that's just, again, you could literally sing that whole album, I think, front to back. Sometimes I'll start hearing songs and I'll be like, oh, I can't listen to the whole thing again. And then end up listening to the whole damn thing. And just love that one. And then for me, there's a lot of Judas Priest, even Iron Maiden ones you could throw in there that qualify. But for me, my favorite Just Push Play Priest is Defenders of the Faith, where you just throw that sucker on and opening track all the way to the end, you know, starting with Free Will Burn and just all the way through. Just, I love that one. So those are my four metal forever mark my Just Push Play four releases. So Vernomatic, what are yours?
Well, I just want to comment on your list going backwards. The Judas Priest Defenders, not my top Priest album, but that's a solid one. Free Will Burning is insane. That song is fantastic. Dokken Back for the Attack, I know you go way back with Dokken. They have a special place in your heart for them. And I remember Back for the Attack. They had what was that instrumental that he had on there? Mr. Smiley? Or no, Mr. Scary.
Yeah, Mr. Scary. I mean, all-time classic. Just, I mean, one of the greatest metal instrumentals of all time, I think. Guitarist instrumental.
And
so,
the thing with...
Yeah, that falls right in the middle of that album somewhere.
Yeah.
So, like, track five or six, just perfect. Kind of breaks up front part of it to the second part
well,
of it.
Well, us old schoolers, last song, yeah. Side one, so...
Yep, that's right. You have tape side A and tape side B.
Well, the thing with that album, Back for the Attack, that was Dokken's, I don't want to say pinnacle, but that was the tour that got them on the Van Halen Monsters of Rock tour back in 1988. That was the Back for the Attack. Not that familiar with Helloween outside of some of the more popular songs that they had. and Queensryche Operation Mindcrime, that's where my list starts. That album is definitely, besides Mount Rushmore, that is like desert island material. That is just fantastic. So my first entry is Operation Mindcrime. The next one, in no particular order, is Slayer's Raining Blood, the ultimate thrash album of all time. To this day, you start with Angel of Death, and it goes all the way through, all 27 minutes of it. It's just fantastic. The next one I have on there is Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell, the first one with Ronnie James Dio, who, for my money, I know this is a discussion for another show, but RJD has to be probably my favorite metal singer of all time. Just the, you know, just everything, you go through his career with Rainbow, Sabbath, Solo, Sabbath again. It was just fantastic. And the Heaven and Hell, that release started it all. And my final Mount Rushmore album, this is going to be a surprise. Some labeled this band, they put them in the new wave of British heavy metal, which they like rejected. They didn't think that they were should be in there. They've gone on to be one of the only bands that has 2 10-million selling albums, which are called diamond albums, and they're the only rock band that has a one-armed drummer. It's Def Leppard and their High and Dry album. It's produced by Muck Lange in 1981, and to this day, that defines, for the Vernomatics book, that defines Just Press Play. So recapping, Operation Mindcrime, Slayer Raining Blood, Heaven and Hell from Black Sabbath with Ronnie James Dio, and Def Leppard with a two-arm drummer at the time, and High and Dry. Thoughts?
Hey, who can argue with that list? Well, one thing, a couple of just quick thoughts on that is Slayer's Raining Blood. That's probably going to be one of my next walking ones I'll throw on because, I hear bits and pieces of Slayer. I've never listened to that one from front to back. And I do think I have one of their CDs that I listened to for a while, and I was like, man, it's pretty good. So that's one. I know some of the songs you just mentioned, so that one I need to check out. And then, you know, obviously Mindcrime, can't argue with that. And then, look, I'll give you the Def Leppard, because to be honest with you, I always think back at a band like that. And, you know, when they, came out with High and Dry, I think that was definitely more of a metal album. It was just straight to the point, you know, heavy riffs and great melodic songs. And I always thought, what if they kind of stayed with that kind of mode, you know? And again, not to detract from anything, 'cause they have become one of the biggest bands in the world. And I know, not only Pyromania, but the one right after that, the Pour Some Sugar on Me one. What was that one again?
Hysteria.
Hysteria. I mean, look, that was a it's an all-time classic. But I mean, so I'm gonna give you the that's a strong. And then Black Sabbath for me, like, I didn't always listen to some of the old stuff. And I know a lot of people, hey, is it Dio? Is it Ozzy? But look, it just stands the test of time, and those are classics. So no argument with any of those, and you may have inspired me to give them all a new listen.
A little bit of advice if you do decide to explore the Raining Blood. Listen to it and read the lyrics, because it's in your face. It's like I mentioned in the Testament that there's no screwing around. They get right to it. Well, Slayer wrote the book on getting right to it. And that Raining Blood, the whole album, like I said, is only like 27 minutes long. And it just starts and goes straight through. It just doesn't let up. And it's, to this day, Rick Rubin, that was one of his first ones he produced when he started Def Jam Records in the mid-80s. It was just, it's classic. It is just... it's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, and that just reminds me, and I know we want to wrap our show here, but we probably went a little long this evening, but then again, it's Corona time, so what does it matter? I saw Slayer out in Jones Beach, right, that's the amphitheater that's right up on like the Long Island Sound, and they opened for Ozzy, and I don't know if it was Ozzy Black Sabbath or was Ozzy solo tour. We have to fact check that, but a huge storm started kind of rolling in, Slayer's up on stage, and I'm like, man, if I die from a lightning strike, there's nothing more metal than this. So that was just seeing those two on stage at the same time was pretty freaking cool. And by the way, just to clarify myself, the Keeper of the Seven Keys album that I'm referring to on my Mount Rushmore is their part two. They did have a part one, which equally is as strong. But if you haven't had a chance to check those out, I would strongly recommend it. And I would also throw a wild card in there, their album called Pink Bubbles Go Ape. Sounds ridiculous. The album cover is ridiculous. But it's another classic, just amazing Halloween heavy metal record. And there's singers that I would throw him in there. Not that we're going to do the Mount Rushmore singers right now, but he would probably be on my list, Michael Kiske from Halloween. So
excellent.
Well, Vernomatic, man, as always, I love talking metal, and it's a good diversion. And I know we can't always carve out the time, and this coronavirus has forced us into social distancing where we can't be in the same studio together, but I don't know. We'll see how this recording sounds, but maybe we stumbled on a technology piece here that could work for us here, at least in the short term, until we can get our, you know, back into the studio and actually be in the damn room together, which, God, you know, who knew we were going to take that for granted at some point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Mark, do me a favor. Why don't you tell the listeners where they can get in touch with us on our social media platforms?
Yeah, so, you know, we're metalforever.com is always the mothership. Metalmayhemroc.com is the official website for the show. That's where you can find all the audio postings as well as the video. I'm at metalforever4 on Twitter, and Vernomatic, I think you're at Vernomatic for what's your Twitter handle?
Twitter, Vernomatic and metalforever.
Yep. So those are the main places. On Facebook, we're just find Metal Forever. That's the actual just Metal Forever page, and then we have a Metal Mayhem ROC group, and that's where we have more just discussion and chatter on Facebook. So those are our key platforms, and support Mr. V, support our local sponsors. I got a new sponsor I'm going to tell you guys about soon, and Vernomatic's been kind enough to let me use his storage space, and I'm getting close to launching a hand sanitizer product of all darn things, but it's an organic product, not alcohol-based, and by all studies, I can see is really effective, so I'll tell you more about that. I might even spin it into like a metal brand just for the show, maybe, John. So we'll
that's
see
fine. Yeah, and we, Mark and I here at Metal Forever, we're working on some exciting stuff coming up. We have a podcast coming up, and we're going to explore the history of Lakeshore Record Exchange from back in the day. There's a couple interviews I got planned for later in the summer, and we're always open here to take ideas and explore new avenues. So,
And you know what? Some metal artists have popped forward because with everybody being trapped in quarantine, they're not on the road and out in studios. So I think we're going to get our fair share of interviews if we do things right as well. So, stay tuned for those kind of things too.
All right. Well, hey, Metal Forever, Mark.
Take us out.
You have a good one, and we'll see everyone soon. Take it.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Stay metal.
Thank you for listening to Metal Mayhem ROC. Check out our websites at metalmayhemroc.com and metalforever.com for information on upcoming concerts, podcasts, archives, and all sorts of info. Please like, follow, and share with everyone. Catch us next time on WLFE DB Radio. We'll be right back.